On Tuesday, just a little taste for you as the introductory press conference really started things, players arriving at the Arizona Biltmore, and the NFL's Executive Vice President of Football Operations, a friend of ours, former Eagle cornerback Troy Vincent, talked about the popularity of this game. He wants a competitive football game on Sunday. Obviously, the best of the best are here, and it's a game that the American public absolutely loves.
I think over the last 3 years, we were challenged, players were challenged to make sure that the Pro Bowl game was competitive. Mm-hmm. And I think over the last 2 years, the players have shown that our All-Star game, which is a very difficult game to have to be competitive. When we look at all the other All-Star games, men going into the off-season, the last thing you want to go in the off-season doing is being injured. But our men have they've stepped up. Yeah. They've accepted the challenge. And we've tried at the office, working with the Players Association, we've tried to make this an exciting game, not just for the players, but for the fans, so that we can all can continue to enjoy our great game leading up into the ultimate game, the greatest game of all, the Super Bowl.
No longer is it the AFC versus the NFC. Instead, it's Team Irvin against Team Carter and some of the former players here who are serving as captains for this game. Understand that that adds a lot of camaraderie to the entire week.
I remember when we used to go up playing the Pro Bowl, it was always basically NFC, AFC, and you never really got to, and myself being a Cowboy, never got to see the AFC guys and get to meet them personally. So I think it's a great platform as far as intermingling between conferences. Not only that, but the captains like myself and Mike, we've been NFC guys for the longest time, and that's been my mindset, has always been an NFC guy, but it's great now that I'll be able to see a lot of those AFC players and speak to them at ESPN when I'm doing my show, and getting to know guys like Joe Hayden, DeMarco, and AB, and I've seen JJ a few times, but getting to know these guys personally, I think that's the key in building a relationship so we can go out at ESPN or NFL Network and have that platform and actually speak to these guys.
This is the second year that the Pro Bowl has had a draft, and you can watch that draft on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock on the NFL Network. And Houston Texans defensive end J.J. Watt loves the concept and says that being drafted really adds to the competitive nature of this football game.
The way the format's set up now, I think it creates a lot of competition. You know, when you're sitting in a waiting room waiting to get picked, and then you get picked to a team, it's like schoolyard ball. And it adds some sort of element of that competition and that intensity. And I think you saw that on the field, and I think you're going to see it again. And as we go through this format and move forward, it gets more and more competitive. So, you know, when we're going through picking guys, we're going to pick the guys that are going to go out there and play hard. And we're going to pick the guys that want to win. And so I think that's what makes it so much fun.
For a regular season, players go through weeks and weeks of intense training. The practice session's very rigorous. Here in Arizona, the players will only have 3 days of practice together, and on Sunday, they'll pull it all together and work in a cohesive manner.
What we'll do this week is maybe teach them some terminologies, but they're working the same concepts that they've been working all year long. Once they get down to terminology, it'll come easy. I remember coming over here and playing with the San Francisco staff, and they were putting in that West Coast offense, and it was a very difficult offense. I couldn't pick it up. So Troy was the quarterback. He would call the play and then tell me, run a three route, because that's how we ran our route. So, you know, guys are smart, like Chris says, and it works out. It will be a smooth transition going down on that football field come Sunday.
We've got complete coverage for you the entire week through the game. Remember last year, quarterback Nick Foles, the co-MVP of the 2014 Pro Bowl. Make sure you take a look at my exclusive interview with Troy Vincent. And we also catch up with the playmaker, Mr. Michael Irvin, talking about a couple of players on the Eagles in this game and what happened to the football team that you love so much in 2014. I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining me here in Arizona.